Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne. And we got the good news out of the way. Astros took care of business last night. Love to see it. Handling things against the Texas Rangers, both the season series and the actual series that they were playing in, sweeping them. But we got some other problems here in Houston right now. And that's with the football team. Trying to figure out exactly what is this football team. Now, you're not going to know just 2 weeks in. Sure, if they were 2-0 and everything looked great, we'd say, hey, we're on our way to the Super Bowl. We're on our way to the division title, all that kind of stuff. But it's 0-2, and it's not just the record, Seth. It's the way that it's looked. I've been discouraged by a few things. I want to talk it through with you, see what's bothering you most, what's concerning you most with the Texans after watching them drop these first couple of games of the season.
If I were to take it back and say, okay, a month before the season, if you predicted how it would go, I wouldn't be surprised that the offense didn't look like they were firing on all cylinders. I expected there to be hiccups along the way. I didn't think it would be as ugly as it's been in some instances, but that wouldn't have surprised me necessarily. The thing that would probably surprise me the most was just how bad they were defending the run against the Buccaneers. And this is in a league where the run game the pendulum's starting to swing back towards, oh yeah, the run game actually really does matter. Teams like the Eagles and the Ravens can really, really, really just put a hurting on you if you can't stop the run. So the run game is the most distressing to me because I didn't expect it. In the first game, the Texans did a good job against the Rams' run game, but they did it by loading up the box and really focusing on the run and ended up being susceptible to the play action. So some of the things I saw on Monday night, it was guys just fundamentally unsound, not reading the run plays, not tackling well at all, as we know. Like the Baker Mayfield scramble was one thing on that final drive, but it was that Bucky Irving reception where five guys physically touched Bucky Irving until a sixth guy took him down. That's for a team that even missed a bunch of tackles last year, that was alarming to me, and I think it's going to get cleaned up, but the team's going to have to rely on the defense, I think, in this first quarter of the season to be the best version of themselves, and they just aren't there yet.
I was actually glad on Tuesday to hear you come in and rail so much against the defense. Now, obviously, you're uniquely qualified to do so, but I was glad to see that because I feel like one of the big takeaways from these first couple of games is, well, what's going on with the offense?
Yeah.
That was the big adjustment from year to year. They fired the offensive coordinator, brought in a new guy, remade the offensive line, gave C.J. Stroud more power in the offense. And this was kind of a theme in press availabilities throughout the week so far. It's like, hey, does it feel the same as last year? Does it, like, is it feeling like anything's changed or anything's different? And there's so much fixation and fascination with this offense, rightfully so. I'm not saying that it's not right, but it seems like it's been real easy to overlook the defense. And if I'm talking about the things that concern me most after watching them these first couple of games, like the Rams game, I'm like, oh man, that slot position is going to be an issue. Like the slot corner position is going to be an issue, or just the fact that other teams feel like they can exploit you in the slot. Oh, what happened to this idea that you were going to have the best secondary in the league? You didn't look like the damn best secondary in the league in that game. And so there's game one, and then game two feels totally different. Like, makes you feel bad in a different way. It's the things that you're talking about. It's like, okay, getting beat on the back end or in the slot in the first game. Now it's just like, just right down your throat.
They protected some of Jalen Petrie's issues in coverage. So, but when you do that, you're taken away from the front end.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, the Bucs, I think, targeted Jalen Petrie as a run defender too.
Yeah.
Because he's a tiny linebacker out there a lot of times.
Yeah.
So there's some things that keep this defense from being elite right now that I worry about the long term. The thing about the offense is, the frustrating part is that one of the big issues with the offense right now might not be remedied all season long, which is, I don't know if they actually have a really good starting running back. We go back a month ago, and at that point, you know, people wanted to shout you down if you were worried about Joe Mixon's health this season or anything.
Yeah.
And hey, well, what are you guys are just, you're clickbaiting. What are you trying to do? Like, I don't know. I don't see him. He's not out there. Oh, no, he's not going to be available for at least four games. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? I don't know if it doesn't sound like D'Amico even knows where Joe Mixon is.
Listen.
Does D'Amico actually know where Joe Mixon is right now?
So you know what tipped me off was when we were here together
at the
Panthers joint practice. So before, a couple days before the Panthers preseason game, Texans Panthers, they're joint practicing, and I just noticed Tank Dell walking around.
Right.
And I'm like, well, Tank Dell is like, and I don't say this to be funny, but it's like the king of catastrophic injury right now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if it's not one thing, it's another with his leg these last couple of years, okay? Tank Dell's out there, and like, he's nowhere near close. He's probably not going to play this year.
Right.
We're not even expecting to see him. So if I see Tank Dell, it's like, okay, well, how am I seeing Tank Dell and I'm not seeing Joe Mixon? That told me something. I don't know if D'Amico knows where he's at, but there is an intentional effort to keep him away from everybody.
When D'Amico the other day gave kind of a – he was just given, you know, vague answers about Joe Mixon and how, they miss his energy or anything. But at the end of it, he says, we hope he's doing well. I hope he's doing well.
You don't know?
Like an ex-girlfriend or something? Yeah.
Why don't you check?
Hope he's – right, because whenever you hear D'Amico talk about Tank Dell, he's got a smile on his face. You know, he's working all this stuff. He can at least, you know that, oh, okay. Yeah, he's making some kind of progress. Yeah. I don't know when he's going to come back, you know, or what he's going to be like.
But it's just not like you don't see injured players
around.
But
we hope he's doing well. So that's...
So do I, for the record.
So that's one thing. So, because I don't know exactly what Nick Chubb is. I don't know exactly how much Woody Marks is going to just hopefully keep coming on and what you can get out of him his rookie year, all that. But that part of it, I don't know if there's a solution right now on the roster, other than using Woody Marks more, perhaps. But the other part is, okay, without Christian Kirk or Braxton Berrios out there, I know you almost feel dirty doing it because neither of those guys are huge names as receivers, but it right now is an immediate shot in the arm to get veteran speed and separation out there on the field. And that's the thing that I'm really curious about this week is, if he's got one or both of those guys out there, if CJ has one or both of those guys out there, it does remedy a lot of things. You know, last week, when you just look at the physical makeup of the receivers on the field, it's just a bunch of
big burly,
long guys. Like, but not necessarily guys that excel at getting open real quick, creating separation, all those things. And it makes everything a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
And so to go part and parcel with that is, how quickly can you bring along Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel especially? But having Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios out there, I think, is going to have an immediate, like, outs. It's an effect above and beyond just how those guys are as individuals. I'm not saying either of those guys is a 1,500-yard receiver or anything, but it does stress a defense in a way that the Texans really couldn't stress the Bucs defense.
Yeah, so what you mentioned in there, we should at least to include, and we'll get to this in headlines a little bit, but Braxton Berrios, Christian Kirk, also Jake Andrews, these guys were back on the practice field, so that is a good thing. It is a worry for me, though, whenever we're talking about how close they are, like the idea. I've been uncomfortable, Seth, with the idea, because I even thought this in the first game. It's like, man, well, if Christian Kirk were out there, how much different would it look?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want to be – you've kind of made fun of this idea as well. It's like, I'm a Christian Kirk away. I'm a Braxton Berrios away. I'm a Jake Andrews.
Yeah, I'm arguing against myself a little
away.
Bit when I say that. Yeah.
Well, but there might be something to that, but it also makes you kind of step back and say, okay, so what? How talented is this offense really? Because that's an issue when you talk about the running back room and the receiving core, CJ's weapons, and we've already been talking about the offensive line and that sort of being a situation that's either in flux. Or they're trying to improve it, they're remaking it, all of these types of things. But, like, his options of where to go with the football, how good are those options, and how much relying on it is it on guys like that are seemingly nondescript, like a Braxton Berrios and Christian Kirk? Well, I don't want to call Braxton Berrios nondescript. He's an accomplished special teams guy, veteran guys. But, like, those aren't the kind of names that seems like they should be able to make such a significant difference on how your offense
right,
looks.
Right, right. But I think that's a part, too, where I'm trying to be patient over these first few games because you're also still trying to implement a bunch of new guys into a new offensive coordinator system, and it's a whole lot of inefficiency all over the place. So when you make it wobble even that much more by taking away – because think of it this way. It's not those guys as players themselves, but it's an actual position on the football field. You go into a game, and if you don't really trust Jalen Noel as a receiver yet, it's almost like you're going into a game not just down a couple guys, but short an entire position. Like, we don't really have a guy. If we want to run three wide receivers, you always want you want to have a guy who's a slot type receiver, and they don't have that smaller, speedier guy out there that CJ can trust. But that makes a big difference as you're also trying to figure out what's going on the offensive line. Like, I feel like we've gotten to a point now where it's almost, we get tired of blaming the offensive line because it's too simplistic and because it's always there, but you have to acknowledge that the offensive line is not operating. There's more things than just the offensive line, but the offensive line is not operating the way a championship caliber offensive line operates.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At the risk of being too simplistic, let me ask you a question here. With all these issues that we're talking about with the Texans right now, being 0-2 to start the season, does it feel like we talk about problems, whether they're fixable, how they address them, but does it feel like they're close? To ask a maybe a oversimple too simple question. Does it feel like they're? Because to me, sometimes when I was talking about the defense,
yeah,
feels like when there's a hole in the boat and you like plug one right here and then there's another one over here. Like it, that's kind of how it felt to me. Does it feel like that maybe they're closer than let's say fans who are kind of waiting with bated breath might feel?
To me, it feels. If you looked for the progress from week one to week two, there were a lot of things that were cleaned up. You know, they got up to the line of scrimmage faster. They could operate. I think there were times where there weren't as many times where they just hadn't accounted for blitzers or just the protection wasn't executed properly. You know, there were just kind of breakdowns here, breakdowns there. The big question is just, is the offense going to kind of take a step forward with things just like pre-snap motion and the actual play calling of Nick Caley? I mean, most people, by and large, every time I talk to a listener or anybody else, it just, you know, even up in the press box afterwards talking to guys, that sequence down at the goal line where you line up in the gun every single time, and none of those play calls felt great. It's easy to second guess play calling, but there was nothing that felt threatening about any of those that people really wonder about whether Nick Caley just actually knows what he's doing or not.
Well,
I think you can improve each one of those individual players and everything, but we haven't really seen evidence that, oh yeah, this Nick Cayley's got something special up his sleeve.
Well, without a bunch of receipts on Nick Caley, obviously that was a frustrating moment for a lot of people, especially people who like just understand football and you're at the 1 yard line and just kind of the concept of what you're trying to do. Without a lot of receipts on Nick Caley, I couldn't decide, like, is this guy trying to be cute or does he already, like, lack the confidence in the guys up front and this idea that they're going to establish this level of physicality that they've been telling us? I know that was a big thing for Sean when y'all came in on Tuesday. It was like, hey, everything that they have been talking about at training camp feels like a lie, feels like a sham. Like, I don't think it's an actual sham, but do they just – have they lost confidence in it already, or was he just being too cute for his own good? I can't decide.
Yeah, like if he's trying to be realistic about, okay, this offensive line is not – they're not operating like the maulers that we thought they were going to be.
They ain't it.
And they're going up against a really good Tampa Bay defensive front. But it wasn't as good as the Rams defensive front. I think they're both really good fronts. It wasn't – and a bunch of people in Tampa got mad at me just because they thought I was saying that the D-line was trash, apparently. But I was just saying, no, they're not quite the same as the Rams, but they're still really good. But then especially guys like Vita Vea and those interior defensive linemen, even after Elijah Cansey went out, were just physically tougher than the Texans' offensive line.
Yeah,
that's the pass I try to give Caley at that sequence is, all right, is he just acknowledging reality, which is, if they line up under center and they try to mash it up in there, they're going to get destroyed. I can't really give him a pass there because this is the thing about on the goal line. Even if you line up under center and even if your offensive line does get mashed, it still does set up play action a lot better. It's still just, it's the linebackers are still going to have to make their reads and everything. Whereas if you got offensive linemen that you don't trust physically and you line CJ up in the gun and there's not really, and it's really easy to make your run pass read, then it just feels like throwing in the white towel.
Yeah.
Or white flag.
Yeah.
Throwing in the towel or waving the white flag.
Yeah, both. Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like both.
You're throwing in a towel as you're waving a white flag with the other hand.
I just know they need to get it together. To hell with our analogies. They need to get it together. That is our football talk. And football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. It's like $2.50 a month, so get in. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
When I realized I had to sign up for Paramount Plus, I was actually kind of pleasantly surprised. I was like, oh, it's the streaming service. It's not $470 a month. All right,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. If they can work with you on the prices, it's not that, because you get the game, then you're like, oh, there's something else on here that I can consume after the game.
Yeah, as opposed to Apple TV.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what am I? Apple TV is like Lifetime to me. Yeah. There's nothing on there that intrigues me or anything. Well, I'm not a Star Wars guy.
They've got the morning show, and I like Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
And Jennifer Aniston.
What is she in?
There's something called The Morning Show.
Oh, Reese Witherspoon's on that with Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston. What's my guy's name from The Office? I'm forgetting his,
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell's on that show?
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but he's dead already. But he was on the show.
I'm sure I forgot to cancel Apple TV after the last Astros broadcast, so yeah, I'll have to get back on there.
That's a good pull, though. Like other than giving us a little Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Apple TV's not doing much. But Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Go ahead and check them out. Next on Sports Radio 610, let's do headlines.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.